with his daughter Yasmina Raji here in the studio truck. And that was a song called Ahad Akli Ugab. Forgive me for my pronunciation. Hassan, please tell us what it means.
Well, your pronunciation was very good, Lucy. It means she blew my mind and went.
Oh, dear.
That was a bit naughty. is naughty.
I hope you recovered.
I have recovered since, thank God for that.
Well, I won't ask you if it's autobiographical. Almost all love songs are always autobiographical. But I can see that it's one of the songs that you feature on your recent album, Awal Mara.
Yeah,
which is it's a collection of love songs, is that right?
Yeah, it is. It is actually, and a couple of instrumentals as well. Duka Dance was an instrumental piece, and Samita Tajam was just instrumental music piece taken from the Arabo-Andalusian Gharnati style that I'm sure you know about, given so your wide knowledge of music.
Hassan, it's been a long time since I've seen you, and I'm really delighted to meet you again after
you
so many years. I mean, how you live in the UK and you've been living here for a long time, as I said earlier on, but I mean, how is it that you managed to stay in touch with your Moroccan Berber roots? Are you always going back to Morocco? Are you always listening to Moroccan music?
Both. I keep going back to Morocco at least once a year, and also I listen to Moroccan radio and whatever I can hear of television. Almost daily, you know, to stay in touch with back home, the music. But as you know, when the music is in your blood, you can't escape it.
Well, that's true. That's true. And it's certainly
in your blood. It stays with
you
the rest of your life. So.
And Hassan, explain to me what the Berber side of your music is. For example, the song we just heard, She Blew My Mind and Went. Are you singing in Berber there?
No, it's always in the Moroccan Arabic dialect I sing, which is a bit of a shame because my Berber side is just as important. You know, I grew up speaking Berber and singing with my friends, but you know the side that I studied in the Conservatoire Municipal de Casablanca was the Arabic music, classical Arabic music, but. When I came over to Brussels to study classical Western music, I took some technique from what I learned in Brussels and what I learned in Casablanca and mixed, and now I've got my own style.
Excellent.
So I developed that side more because I had academic studies, theory and practice of it much more.
Hassan, yeah. Let's hear one more piece of music from you. What will it be?
I'd like to sing for you one of the songs that were on one of my early albums. It's called Country Girl, Bint El Badia. It's just a song, again, a love song, but from the memories that I had from Tazat. I still have from Tazat, my native village.
Lovely.
عافاك شوفي فيا يا بنت البادية عافاك شوفي فيا انت اللي بغى قلبي وانت ضو عينيا انت اللي بغى قلبي وانت ضو عينيا بنت البادية محلاها بنت البادية محلاها ما صابي عيش معاها انسى هم وغمو ويا ما تنساها بنت البادية عافاك شوفي فيا بنت البادية عافاك شوفي فيا انت اللي بغى قلبي وانتي سلم على هو ويزين خلى لي عقلي مادة ما عرفتش كيفاش ندير يا بنت البادية عافاك شوفي فيا يا بنت البادية عافاك شوفي فيا انت اللي بغى قلبي وانت ضوي ليا انت اللي بغى قلبي وانت ضوي ليا بعد ما حلم بالجنة يا بنت البادية بنت البادية يا بنت البادية عفاك شوفي فيا انت اللي بغى قلبي وانت ضوي ليا انت اللي بغى قلبي وانت ضوي ليا شوفي فيا انت اللي بغى قلبي وانت ضوي ليا انت اللي بغى قلبي وانت ضوي ليا
حسن الراجي on oud and vocals with his daughter Yasmin Araji on Darbuka, right here in the Truck Studio, live at WOMAD 2011. So thanks very much to both of you for joining us. And you can hear more from Hassan. We'll be featuring highlights of his gig earlier today at WOMAD with his six-piece band on the Radio 3 stage. That's tonight from 11 p.m. on Radio 3 with Andrew McGregor. Now, anyone who's a fan of the late, great, self-styled desert bluesman from Mali, Ali Farka Touré, is going to be thrilled to hear that next up, we're going to end the programme with highlights from a set earlier on today at the Open Air stage, featuring a fabulous female vocalist from the north of Mali, Kaira Arbi. Before she went on stage, she came into the truck for a chat, along with her manager to help with translation, and we talked about her unique role as a singer in Mali's northern desert.
Je suis malienne et j'ai fait la musique du nord du Mali. Et c'est une musique, le genre que je fais, c'est moi-même qui l'ai créé dans la musique du nord.
I sing the music of northern Mali. And the music that I sing is a genre that I've created within the music of the north.
Is it acoustic? Is it electric?
Acoustic, electric, traditionnel.
Acoustic,
mélangé,
mixed together.
But your ethnicity, if I'm right, Kaira Arbi, is Sonrai. So you share the same ethnicity as the late Ali Farka Touré, with whom I believe you were great friends.
Si tu dis une grande amie, c'est plus que ça. J'étais une parente de Ali. Ali, c'est mon grand cousin, et il est marié à ma sœur.
He was more than a great friend. He was a relative because he was married to her older sister.
And so your music is drawn from traditional Sonrai music?
Ma musique, ce n'est pas seulement le Sonrai. C'est l'arabe berbère, ce Touareg, ce Peul.
My music is more than just Sonrai. It's Berber, Arab, Tamashek, Sonrai. It's Fulani, Peul, all mixed together because I myself am mixed ethnicity.
Mon père est Arab Berber.
My father's Arab Berber.
And that's what makes your music so rich?
Oui, riche. Merci beaucoup. C'est très riche parce que toutes les ethnies se retrouvent dans ma musique.
I know there are a lot of problems in the north of Mali, as there are in many other parts of the world, but is this something that you're singing about?
Je chante contre le trouble du Mali, je chante pour réunir. C'est être chanteuse d'abord, c'est être éducatrice. Et donc je chante pour qu'il y ait la paix chez nous, je chante pour qu'il y ait tous ces problèmes-là, il faut les chanter.
Yes, of
pour
course,
que les
I sing against all of these the troubles that are happening in the north of Mali because I want to be to educate people, to have people understand and learn what's going on around them. Because while the president and the politicians talk about it in council and with pens, the people don't necessarily see that or don't understand it, and they don't have television, they don't watch, they don't see it on television what's going on.
And many of them don't read, they can't read.
Many of them can't read, and they don't know what's in the journals or what people are saying, so they need to be educated about the circumstances going on around them.
I very much like your phrase, Kaira, that a singer or a woman singer is an educator. That is her role. Tell me about what it's like to be a woman singer in the north of Mali.
C'est difficile, mais il faut se battre quand même.
But you have to struggle against
mais
that.
Faut se battre.
It's very hard, but you have to keep fighting.
Au début, les gens, il y a beaucoup de gens qui n'étaient pas d'accord avec moi, mais aujourd'hui, Dieu merci.
In the beginning, there were a lot of people who were against my doing this, but now it's, thank God, things are going.
Why should it be difficult for a woman?
Parce que d'abord au nord, nous sommes pas des griots.
In the north, we're not griots.
Au début au Mali, les gens croyaient que c'est les griots seulement qui doivent chanter.
Because in the beginning, all of the singers and people who were allowed on the stage were griots, and we didn't have griots in the north of Mali, and so she had to combat against that. And actually, it came that I'm the first woman who released the CD and was able to put a CD and an album together from the north.
Mais avec tous les problèmes, mais après, Dieu merci, les gens m'ont compris. J'ai des femmes même qui m'encouragent, qui veulent venir à la musique.
Mais thankfully, thank God, things have moved on. I've been accepted, and now many women come and want to do the same similar things. They may already be married, have children. They may think it's too late for them, but she's an example, and people come, and she's able to work with them and encourage them to continue.
Kaira Arabi, thank you very much.
Merci.
Wonderful that you're here at WOMAD in the UK for the very first time, and it's a treat to hear your music.
Merci beaucoup à vous aussi. Merci, madame.
Well, I went over to catch her set on the open-air stage, and she had the audience on fire with her desert rock and a really amazing band, including a very young, brilliant guitarist called Mohamed Touré. So we're going to start with Kaira Arbi's version of Mali's classic northern desert dance, Takamba. Feisty veteran singer Kaira Arbi making her UK WOMAD debut earlier today with her powerful desert rock. That was at the open-air stage at Charlton Park, and she wowed the audiences, many of whom I'm sure are fans of the music from the north of Mali that Kaira Arbi shares with her late great brother-in-law Ali Farka Touré. Well, tonight we're back on Radio 3 with our live coverage from the WOMAD Festival, featuring, among others, superstar Baba Mal from Senegal, the Ethiopian fusion band the Ethiopian fusion band Dub Colossus, and the young fadista Anna Moura. That's on Radio 3 tonight at 10:30 with Andrew McGregor. But for now, back to David Cornett at Broadcasting House.
Thank you, Lucy. Lucy Duran at WOMAD. The producer was Peter Meanwell. Don't forget to check the World Music pages of the Radio 3 website for details of all our broadcasts from the festival.